And your creator knows exactly where you're at. So remember that too. You're never going to be asked for any more peace or Buddha state than you can give. But that doesn't mean you don't get the rewards for meditation immediately. And that's what you must know, because that's what Dan was saying. You get answers. That's what you get. You know, what answers have you gotten that you don't know if they didn't come from a quiet place of meditation one day? You see what I'm saying? Let alone the times you do go into a quiet state and you can come out of it like Dan's talking about, in terms of that, be in a meditative state and during the day hear all the answers I need to hear for my life. I mean, I get signs. They're almost sometimes like neon. Go this way, Casey. And that's how I ask for them when I'm in difficult spots. God, what direction would you want me to go in? I need a sign right now. Can you give me a direction? Can you give me a foothold? Something that tells me I'm in the wrong way, I'm going the wrong way, or I'm going the right way. There's nothing wrong with asking where you're at and what direction you should be in. It's so important because we don't always know. All I want to know is I'm on the right path. And if I'm on the right path, there's affirmations that indicate that. And on the right path to me in recovery means I progress. There's growth. There's all kinds of growth, though. Remember that in life. Growth is internal, external. There's many ways of growing. So that is progress, though, is evolution and growth. Even in terms of the dialogue that's going on here tonight about meditation, there's a lot of growth in this room tonight. We've already been using your imagination in a really kind of a deceptive way anyway. Why don't you start steering it to some constructive and creative ways? And that's what it talks about in step 11.